Blog Talk Radio.
At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you being here today. The cards I pulled for the show, let's begin with those, come from my Healing with the Angel deck, my very first deck of Oracle cards, and made by Doreen Virtue, and I just love her cards. I have a lot of her cards. And I really, really like the artwork on them, and an amazing person. One of these days, I hope I get to meet her in person, but an amazing person all the same. The very first card is the spiritual growth card, and that's where we are. And I think a lot of us right now are having a little bit of growing pains. We are in the middle of an energy shift at the moment, and that energy shift is getting us a little bit off balance. So my suggestion while we're going through this is breathe. that's my suggestion for almost everything is breathe. But you are growing, and just like when you were physically growing, there were some aches and there were some pains as I grew into the person that I am today, not just physically but spiritually as well. And so we have to go through those sometimes. So everything is aiming us a little bit higher, to a higher vibration. So just remember that. And the next thing, you know, especially as we get ready to go into winter, the next card is the body care card. Really, you know, pay attention to your body. Pay attention to what's going on with you. You know, like I said, right now we're going through a lot of growing pains spiritually. So, you know, pay attention, and it's really hard to distinguish what is, you know, an energy shift and what could be a problem physically. So you just have to pay attention to that and ask your spirit guides to help you with that, and you'll know the difference. You know, just be sure you go get checked out by a doctor if you're having, you know, severe problems and you're a little concerned. You know, it never hurts to go get checked out, all right? And the next card, and the last card I want to focus on today, with the cards anyhow so far, is the blessing card. And you know, that's one thing that we have to focus on sometimes, are the blessings in our lives. A lot of times we can focus on all that's wrong with our lives, but sometimes, you know, I think that we forget the little things, the little blessings in our lives. And you know, there's a song that I remember from church when I would go to church with my grandma, to the Baptist church. And you know, it was like, count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what Spirit has done. And, you know, and that's so true. You know, I was just sitting here during that song, our opening song, and I was just meditating and thinking, you know, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. I can't believe that it's already Thanksgiving. Didn't we just have that? I don't know. Time just gets away from me sometimes, I guess. And so, but tomorrow is Thanksgiving. We will be on air tomorrow. Same time we're on today. We have moved our times to 3:30 p.m. It just works out better for me. It works out better for Rose. That helps us on our phones. And so all of that, and I hope it works out for you as well. But, you know, I was going back to the opening song. You saw I forgot my train of thought here. You know, I was sitting here thinking about, you know, the blessings in my lives, you know, we'll be talking about that as we go on a little bit into the program, and I'll be talking about some of the things that I'm thankful for, and you're one of those things that I'm thankful for. I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful that you listen to this program, and you're a part of my life, and I might never meet you face-to-face. Maybe someday I will, but, you know, right now, it's a little impossible to meet everybody face to face, but I'm so glad that we have this moment in time, you and I, and I'm so glad that we have, this radio program, and that Spirit led me to do this program. So thank you for doing that. And that was my dog. And always at the beginning of the show, for some reason, she wants to go out. So we will let her go out, so we're going to take a short break. Your calls are next. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We will be right back.
We're soaring, flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can reach.
If we're trying, so we're breaking free.
You know the world can see us in a way that's different than who we are.
Creating space between us, till we're separate hearts.
But your faith, it gives me
back. Let's go ahead and take some calls. I do have a few callers ahead of you, but if you would like to be a part of the program, you can call me at 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number is 347-327-9316. All right. Appreciate you calling in. Let's go ahead and go to New York and talk to Sue. Sue, appreciate you calling in today. Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my phone call. I just wanted to see what you saw with my love life. It seems like three men are interested in me. Do you see anything with that or someone new coming in?
Okay, it looks like the second one out of those three would be more compatible for you. That's what I'm picking up, the one in the middle there, whoever that is.
What do you mean in the middle? I don't know which one's in the middle.
You got three. You said
yeah, but interest? There really isn't. I don't know what you mean by the middle.
Like out of the three, like the first one, second one, the third one. So the second one is the middle guy. Whoever that is on your list, if you wrote them down in an order, who would that be? So you would have to think about that. But that's
well,
what.
Well, there's one that begins with an S, one that begins with a B, and one begins with a J.
Okay, looks like the one that starts with a B. That's what I'm seeing. Yeah. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go down to Illinois or up to Illinois, whatever way that is, and let's talk to Tempest here. Hi.
Hello. How are you, Michael?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Actually, I was calling you just a quick question. Do you see me expecting in the next couple of months?
Okay, I had a very hard time even hearing you. It sounded like you were in a tunnel or something. So
I apologize.
Oh, that's
I put
okay.
You off speaker.
Okay.
Do you see me expecting in the next month or two?
Expecting like
a baby.
Okay. A baby. I would say more looks like next month. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely see that. And you're going to be a good mom, so don't worry about that. I think you worry about that sometimes. But you're going to be really good. And you know, the timing might not be totally perfect for this kid, you know, right now. but it's coming. And so, you know, and was talking about, you know, count our many blessings, and that's what we have to do, because it is a blessing. You know, it's a brand new life that you're about to bring on our planet. And that's a blessing. And a lot of times, like I say, you know, the timing might not be totally perfect all the time when those little blessings come into our lives. But Spirit always works things out. And that's what will happen in this case as well. So I don't see any problem. Yeah, I don't see any problems. Let me go ahead and pull some cards really quick for you. If you don't mind. And this is a time of celebration. I got a celebration card that's popped in here. So just celebrate the arrival of a new life. Is this your first child?
Actually, this will be my
Okay, your second. Okay. Because it's going to have that newness. It's going to have, you know, it's like it's coming across to me like it is your first. But so it's going to have that same feel when you had your first child. So let me go ahead and pull another card for you really quick here. And it's divine timing. Everything's, like I said, in the timing of Spirit. And then the last card I pulled for you, everything's coming together for you. And I really feel like as you go into next year, I really feel like that next year is going to be an awesome year for you. Your financial situation is going to get better. You know, you're going to have two mouths to feed. And babies are expensive. I mean, and so they take a lot of money. But I definitely see Spirit working on your behalf as far as your finances go. And so the one thing also, the one thing they keep showing me is to pay attention to your own health. Just be sure that everything's okay with you. You might get checked out or something. Just keep an eye on your health, okay? But I appreciate you calling in. Hopefully that helps.
Thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome. All right. You have a nice Thanksgiving. All right. Bye-bye.
You do the same. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. I'm going to go check on my dog. So we're going to put on a song really quick here. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. How about we put the song on and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. 916, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Something strange happened. This is Diana. I was downtown Sacramento, and I was looking for a woman who had a room and had lost her husband and needed help in her business. I looked for 2 days straight, and I got really tired. I even had like a dozen hawks come down and spiritual feelings and everything. And so I got a little bit angry and said, okay, I've looked for 2 days. You're going to have to give me more clues and guide me. And then I said, and on top of that, I haven't spoken to my daughter for a year. Do you like that? You know, here I am talking to my guide spirit. So the next day my daughter calls. Her husband died. They lost their business. And she wants me to come home to Fort Myers, Florida.
Right.
So what I was looking for in Sacramento was actually what was happening to my daughter. But I don't know if I was really supposed to find someone in Sacramento or if I just shifted into a different direction. But anyway, so that's why I'm asking you. I need to get to Fort Myers, Florida, because my daughter, and she's ill. You've prayed for her before. She's very ill. She's only half her body weight as she was last time I saw her, and they got a rare, like a bird flu virus. Her husband died. So anyway, is she going to get better, and what am I going to get means to get there soon? And, you know, what does Spirit have to say about this?
Okay. All right. Let me be quiet for just a second here as I tap into your energy and what's going on, okay? Let me be quiet for just a second. Okay. I feel like that you will get the means. I don't know exactly how. Spirit's saying that you will get the means to get to Florida. It also looks like your daughter's health is going to get better. But you do need to get there, and I believe that Spirit will provide that. It looks like right after, it looks like right after the holiday. You know, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, so I wouldn't expect any movement until. It looks like there's some movement on this. It looks like on Friday or Saturday, where some funds will be coming into your path. So I really feel like that Spirit's going to work in your behalf on this. And your, like I said, your daughter's health looks like it's going to improve. As she go into next year, I feel like that she's still going to be battling, through December. But I feel like that she's going to be okay and she's going to come out of this, you know, on top of her sickness. And she's dealing with this grief, you know, this loss of her husband. And so, but I do feel like that as she goes into next year, her health does improve a whole lot. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, then they really want me to go there.
It was really strange how that happened. I really feel like that she needs you down there right now. She's pretty much struggling right now, you know, with, you know, just compounded grief is what I keep seeing, just piling on top of her. And she's not in a very good place spiritually right now. Understandable, you know, so... but I feel like that you're really supposed to go there and help and be that light that she needs right now in her life.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, right. I'm already imagining that I'm there, and, you know, I don't know what's going to be happening with me, but I guess we'll deal with that when the time comes.
Right. Yeah, it just seems like you've been all over the place lately, but that's okay. And Spirit has a plan for you, and you're in that divine plan, so you just got to stay in that place. You know, a lot of times we don't understand, you know, how that divine plan is always working and, you know, things like that. So we just have to get in the flow and just trust Spirit. And, you know, it's called faith for a reason. And so we just have to find that place and just go, okay, I don't know how it's going to happen. I just know it's going to happen. And that's what you have to lean on right now. All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right. No problem. You have a nice Thanksgiving. All right, bye-bye.
You too.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Holly. Holly, you're on air. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you. So, how can I help you?
Just a message from Spirit. Is that okay? Or
okay.
A
question would really help me today, Holly, if you had a question. We'll also see what
like,
Spirit has
I feel like my boyfriend's ready to travel. I've got a feeling that he's going to travel soon. I don't know why.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that with you... Do you see you with him? Yeah, I see you with him.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. We don't want to see your, we don't want to see your boyfriend moving away from you. So,
no.
No, I mean now sometimes we might feel that way sometimes, but you know I do feel like that there is some travel in the future, and I do feel like that there's some travel without you. I really feel like that, you know, you guys have to have your individual lives as well, and then, you know, come together as a whole. But, I see that playing out here. But I do see some travel for him. I see a lot of travel for him. It looks like in the next year ahead, You know, some of that you're going to be with him and some of that you're not going to be with him. But it does seem like he will be traveling a little bit here and there. Let me go ahead and pull some cards really quick for you as well. And no problem. The forgiveness card is the very first card I want to focus on. I know. So I think we pulled that card before for you. Again, Spirit is saying you need to let go of some things, especially looks like around your mom. So, because the only person that's hurting in this case when you have unforgiveness is only one person, and that's Holly. And, you know, because you're still attached. You know, we don't really understand forgiveness and what forgiveness is, and what Spirit has taught me is, you know, me letting go of the attachment, me saying, okay, I'm going to trust Spirit, you know, and that's what we need to do. We need to have that forgiveness for ourselves and for other people. You know, the one thing that I really feel with you, Holly, is that you're really hard on Holly, and you need to ease up a little bit, you know. You need to say, Holly, it's okay to mess up here and there, you know.
I've been doing that lately. I understand that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, because we are hard on ourselves. We're harder on ourselves than other people are with us. And so, you know, just ease up a little bit, just lighten up a little bit, and enjoy the ride. The next card I pulled is as you have that forgiveness, as you let go of stuff, then you're going to have that freedom to move forward. And then the last card I pulled for you is the new love card, and I feel like it goes back to the relationship. I feel like that there's going to be a new spark with this relationship as you go forward. I don't see a new person coming in. I feel like it's going to still be the relationship that you're in now. Just going to get a fresh, you know, breeze blowing through there and lighten things up a little bit. So hopefully that helps you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a nice Thanksgiving tomorrow, okay?
You too. All
right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and talk to my good friend Connie. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
First of all, can I ask a personal question?
You can ask. I don't have to answer.
No, I just wanted to know how your mom and dad are doing.
Mom is. I appreciate you asking. Mom is doing good, and so is my dad. But you know, they both need prayer still. I mean, mom is still in the sister living place, and you know, the holidays, you know, this is her first Thanksgiving away from the house, so it's a little hard. But she's doing okay, but I appreciate you asking.
That's good. My question, well, I want to know what impressions you're picking up or what Spirit gives you on me offering spiritual services. I know I'm not there yet, and it's all in my head, and I have it down on paper.
Okay.
I have on paper what, you know, what I feel my gifts are.
Okay.
But I just want to know what impressions you're getting from that.
Okay. I feel like that you need somebody to help you along the way, like a mentor or somebody to help you really hone in on your gifts, you know, take this time to really start honing in on those gifts. You know, ask your spirit guide, you know, to say, okay, which one do you really want me to work on right now? You know, which one of these am I supposed to focus on? You're doing really good. Again, you're not seeing the growth, but I see the growth in you. So what you need to do is really focus on that and see you moving forward. I do feel like you're very gifted. The one thing that I see is that a little bit of fear, a little bit of apprehension is popping in here, which is understandable. I remember when I first started working with my gifts, you know, I was afraid a little bit, but you know, you have to step out there, you know, so mm-hmm. you have to get your, you know, take that first step, and that's what I did, and that's what you're going to have to do as well. You're going to have to take that first step. Meditation really is the key here for your success, And so you're going to really have to focus on that. But I definitely see things popping for you next year. It looks like late spring, early summer, you're really coming into your own and stuff like that. So just keep doing what you're doing. It's working for you right now.
Okay.
All right.
And as far as channeling, I guess you don't really have control over who. Well, I guess not who. Who comes? Who brings you the message? Because I told you about the 2-page letter that I kind of got during one of my meditations, and during one of the psychic development circles that I was in, Archangel Metatron came through. So, do you channel everyone, or is it just specific ones
You can. The one thing that I believe, and this is my belief on channeling, you know, what I believe is that those that want to channel through you will channel through you. So, you know, that's pretty good. That you know, and just be careful, you know, while you're opening up to channeling, because you're an open channel at that moment. So, really try to spirits. Really be careful. You know, what sometimes lower energies like to come in and they piggyback, and so really, really be, you know, paying attention to your own intuition. You'll feel, you know, if it's good or not good. You'll learn how to do that as you go move forward. But you're doing awesome, and so that's pretty cool.
Okay.
You know, so you know, Archangel Metron talked to you. That's awesome, and I believe that other people are talking to you, and so like that. I feel like Mary Magdalene is going to be somebody that you channel as well down the line.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I really
feel
her energy. Yeah, I feel her energy around you. So that's something that you might, you know, work on with your spirit guide and you know, just be open to that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, go ahead and give you the call-in number. We're down on calls a little bit now, so you wouldn't have very long to wait. 347-379-316. Let's go ahead and talk to Rose. Hi, Rose.
Hey, Michael. Oops, I want to know if you see me moving in January.
Moving in January? Why would I see you moving in January? I don't see you moving.
Well, I might not have a choice.
Yeah, you got to manifest something different, because I don't see you moving. I feel like the spirit will come through and work in your behalf. You got to see that too. I understand that, you know, rents due and stuff like that, and you know, but you got to believe that spirit's going to intervene here and take care of the situation for you. I've known you for a little bit, and I've actually looked at this before you've asked, because I know your situation. We talk on a regular basis, and so, but I don't see a move for you. You know, like I said, I've checked, and I know that your mind wants to play games with you, Rose, and put you in that place of fear and that place of doubt. But you,
yeah, it's working
over
time these last couple
of
weeks.
Yeah, and understandable. And you know, and then with this holiday, you know, coming right, you know, back here, you know, the holidays popping up, a lot of people have a hard time with these holidays. And so, you know, and I feel like you're struggling a little bit with the holidays as well. But I honestly will tell you that I've looked at this for you, and before you're asking about it, and I don't see a move for you. I see you in that location for a while.
Okay, well, that gives me some breathing room then.
Yeah, you know, this is where you're really going to have to hunker down and really, you know, believe in spirit helping you out here. And don't go into that place of doubt, because once you get into that place of doubt, that's where those lower energies just love to kick you around. And, you know, when we get down a little bit, you know, they just love that. They love us down in that doubt, you know, and stuff like that. But I think that would be really good for you, Rose, and, you know, part of what the show is going to be about today is count our blessings. So what I think would be really good for you is look at where you were last year and look at where you are this year. And a lot of things, even though that you're not seeing them, there are a lot of blessings. So I think it'd be a really good thing for you to get a piece of paper and a pen and write down the things that you are blessings in your life right now. You know, your son, your you know, even your daughter, you know, those kind of things. You know, count your blessings, and that will help you through. Will help you through this time. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
No problem. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's talk to 111. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. How can I help you today?
Hi. I'm wondering, I had unprotected sex, and I'm just wondering, did you see me being pregnant?
Okay. Let me look at this really close here. All right. Okay, I'm going to tell you you need to get a pregnancy test.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and also you need to be a little more careful, okay? Because, you know, things do produce babies. And so...
Okay.
I would get a pregnancy test. I'm going to say there's a high possibility that you are pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I could be wrong on this, but, you know, in some cases I hope I am because it doesn't feel like you're ready, you know, for that to happen right now. But, you know, just be really careful what you're doing out there because that, you know, those kind of things do create life. And, you know, it only takes one time. And so, but as a reader, I'm going to tell you that there's a very high possibility. I would go 98% sure that you're pregnant.
Okay.
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 All right. You hang in there, okay? And take care of yourself. All right. You have a nice Thanksgiving. All right. Bye-bye.
You too, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah. So we just got to be careful. 617, you're on air with me. Hi, I appreciate calling in today.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I would love a general reading, please.
Okay. It would help me if you had a direction. It would help a little bit. Is there?
Sure.
Any particular direction? Work?
Work,
okay.
Yes.
Are you working at the moment?
Actually, I'm getting a part-time job starting next week.
Okay. I feel like the part-time job is going to work into a full-time position. That's what Spirit's showing me. I wouldn't see this full-time position really popping into play here. Until it looks like about January, looks like after the holidays.
Yes.
Because everybody's focused on these holidays right now, so
exactly.
Yeah. So everybody, businesses, you know, everything slows down a little bit as these holidays approach. I really feel good about what you're doing and where Spirit's taking you. I really, besides the work thing, I really feel like the 2014 for you, it's hard saying those numbers. It's just like crazy thinking that we're, yeah.
I know, for long we're going to be saying 2020.
Yeah, I know, we are. I mean, probably before the show's over, maybe. But,
I know.
But it feels like time just flies by. You know, I was just thinking the other day, you know, about Thanksgiving. I'm thinking, didn't we just have this?
Right.
Yeah. But going back to you, I really feel like the 2014 is going to be an awesome year for you. There's some healing, some personal healing that needs to take place in your life. Do you know what Spirit's talking about here?
Yes. I do.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you need to take care of that and really focus on that, because it's really holding you back spiritually, and you know that.
Mm. Yes.
And so you just need to let go of that. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Amen. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And you know, and I don't know exactly why you're holding on to it. I hold on to things sometimes, and the last couple of nights I've been having a dream, and I think Spirit's trying to show me something in these dreams about something that I need to let go of. And, that's where Spirit talks to us a lot,
that's
in
true.
Our dream.
That's true.
And, so we have to be more, especially the one thing that I would tell you is we're in new energies and mm-hmm. Because everybody's trying to adapt to this new energies that we're in now. Mm-hmm. Since the last couple of years, we've been in new energies. And I think everybody's having a hard time personally adapting to these. And so you just need to learn how to adapt and pay attention to your dreams. But 2014, is that year. I really feel like 2014 is that year that you really let go of this. And then as you let go of this, you're going to have all that freedom. You're going to have divine healing. You're going to have everything that you've ever wanted once you get past that roadblock. It's a big roadblock, but it's not as big as you have made it, your mind has made it. Yeah, your mind has made it this huge thing.
Honestly,
it's not that huge. It's not. Yeah. It's not bigger than the spirit within you. And
amen.
So,
amen. Yeah. Amen to that. Yeah.
All right. You hang in there, okay?
And many, many blessings to you, Michael. As always, you're such a beautiful soul.
Thank you.
Truly
I
are.
I appreciate
many blessings.
You. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
All right, we're to the point where I don't have any callers, so very unusual, but that's okay. Maybe people are preparing for tomorrow and pounding those potatoes and getting things ready and stuff like that, or maybe at the store. I went to, talking about store, I went to Walmart earlier. I needed some clothes really quick, and I ran in there quick and ran out quick. That place was, get a little crazy. But, people preparing and stuff like that. And you can call in. Even just because I'm talking doesn't mean you can't call in here. 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to the program if you would like to be on air with me. Rose will talk to you first, and then she'll get you on air with me. But it goes back to when I started the show, that song, count your many blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what Spirit has done. And I think that we need to do that, and the one thing that I'm thankful for, that I count, I have a lot of blessings, and one of them is life. Right now, talking to you, I'm thankful that I'm alive. A lot of you know that I struggle with depression. A lot of you know that I have those problems. And so the blessing that I'm would count first on the top of my list is that I'm here. And then the next blessing that I would count would be my parents. All the things that they have taught me, all the things that they have done for me, those are some of my blessings, but I think a lot of times we take for granted some things, and so what we have to do is every moment count those little blessings, even with my dog Angel, even when she needs to go out at the very beginning of every show, it seems like, she's a blessing to me. She really helped me through a rough spot in my life a couple of years ago, and without her, I probably wouldn't be here. And so even if she does get on my nerves here and there, she's a blessing. I don't know what I would do without her, actually. And, those moments when I get a little frustrated with her, she just looks at me, and she has that look on her face, and that unconditional love. Do you know that our pets just love us unconditionally? Have you ever watched that with your pet? They just love us unconditionally. Wouldn't it be nice if we could love ourselves the way they love us? Just a thought. Let's go ahead and talk to 302. Looks like you're a new caller, and I appreciate you calling in today. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Marissa. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. How can I help you today?
Hi. Yes. I had a cat named Angel, by the way. It's really cool.
Okay,
so
cool.
She's not with us anymore. I miss her a lot. The reason I'm calling is that I've just been feeling really down in the dumps. I've had a lot happening this year, and I was just wondering if you see 2014 as being a better year, because it's just been rough, one thing after another.
Thank you. I definitely see 2014 being a better year. The one thing that I would tell you, is look at the lessons of this year. And I feel like that this year for a lot of people, including myself, was a little rough. So you're not in the boat by yourself.
I know.
But sometimes it feels that way. When you're in.
Yeah, it does. Today it feels really like it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and the holidays probably not helping a little bit here. You got Thanksgiving coming up, and you're missing people. And stuff like that, those physical forms, we get attached to those things. And so, for a lot of people, this is a really hard time because they're missing their loved ones. But talking about your loved ones, do you have a grandmother on the other side, your mom's mom?
I do. That's who I've been thinking about. I've been in tears today thinking about her because she always made the holidays wonderful. And I don't know. I've just been, like you said, in the funk, and I'm glad you said that because I was like, I didn't want you to think, oh, my God, here's this person calling, and they're all down in the dumps. But I just feel like I've disappointed her so badly, and I don't know.
Well,
I just hate her so much.
Yeah, and she's telling me not to listen to your head. That's your head talking, not her talking. Because she's not disappointed in you, and that's just you. Thinking that, and so don't think that, okay? Because she's saying that she's not disappointed in you, and she is with you all the time.
I feel her all the time, and today it's been really, I sometimes I smell her perfume, and her favorite flowers were lilacs, and she had a big lilac bush, and I smell lilacs, and then I smell her favorite perfume, and I'm like. Or then there's one song that we both loved by Kenny Rogers, and it comes on the radio, and all of a sudden I'm like, okay. I know she's here. I just know it. So
yeah, and she wants me to tell you that she loves you. You already know that. You don't need me telling you that, and that she's okay. And she wants you to know that. Was her passing sudden? Was it sudden?
Well, what happened? Yeah, she had a long story short. She and my mom had a bad falling out. Yada yada yada. So
yeah.
I was like 20 when she died. She had a massive stroke, and she was on life support. And the thing that she's probably talking about is, I'm sorry, I'm trying to stay composed, but I need
That's
to talk
okay.
about it. She
yeah.
had her. She was on life support, and she didn't want that, but she hadn't written anything. And I kept telling the doctors because I could just feel her like, get me the heck off this. But anyway, long story short, she died. But I've always felt guilty and bad that I couldn't have done more for her, that I couldn't have somehow saved her, and I just hope she forgives me that I didn't do enough for her.
Yeah, you did plenty for her. That again,
I know,
is your head.
But it doesn't feel like that sometimes.
Yeah, I know, and I have that sometimes with some of my loved ones that are on the other side as well, and I think a lot of people have that and understand that there is nothing that she's holding against you, okay? They don't do that.
I know.
But I just feel bad
about it.
Yeah. And that's you, and you have to work through that. And it's a process. It's a process that a lot of people have to go through. So just be gentle with yourself right now and just know that she loves you. And there's nothing that you did wrong. That's your head. And we second guess ourselves all the time, and they don't. Our loved ones on the other side, your grandmother in particular here, don't want you second guessing yourself. Okay, she doesn't want that for you. She wants you to be happy, mm-hmm. and enjoy life. And you know, and I really feel like that. You know, she'll talk to you if you just talk to her, just like you're talking to me. You can talk to her. And
I
and,
do sometimes.
And,
I just got out of the habit.
She got overwhelmed
with a lot of crap this year.
And she understands that, but she wants you to talk to her. So, you know, maybe today after you get done with the show, you know,
okay.
spend some time, you know, in quiet, just you and her, and just talk to her and tell her how you're feeling and tell her what's going on and, you know, just listen, okay? And,
I will.
You know, that's one thing about our loved ones. They want to help us from the other side.
Well, I need a lot of help right now. It's been overwhelming.
Yeah.
This year has just been a really crappy year. I got diagnosed with cancer and just in hell.
Yeah.
So, but I needed to hear from her. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. Okay. You have a nice Thanksgiving and you take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you, Michael. You too. Take it easy. And thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. If anybody would like to set up a full reading with me, you can do that by simply going to this website, www.insightswithmichael.com, www.insightswithmichael.com. Readings are on sale until the end of December, which, you know, it's coming pretty quick, actually. You know, I can't believe that we're at the end of November. And talking about the end of November, if you would like to make a donation to this program and to continue us moving forward the way that we're doing the show right now, we need your help. So go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net, click the donation link up there, and it will take you to a page. There's a letter from me explaining what we need to continue forward as is, okay? We will continue forward no matter what, but to continue as is, we do need your help. I just do not have the funds this time around to pay for what we need to pay for, all right? So it's www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Click the donation link right there. Let's talk to 305. You're on air with me. Hi. Looks like
Hi,
you're
Michael.
A new caller. Hi.
Hi. I was calling regarding actually my nephew. Can I do that? Why is he? Why can't he see the light in front of the tunnel? It's like he's been out of work for 2 years, and he just every time I try to give him any kind of spiritual insight on something, he just can't see it. His big claim is, I have to take care of my family. I have to take care of my family. And what I share with him is that everybody's healthy, everybody's fine, they're being fed. Is there anything else I can tell him? He's trying to. He can't. He says he's overqualified in all of the headhunter appointments that they get. He's always overqualified.
Overqualified. I've actually heard that for myself once before. I was like, I don't know how you can be overqualified, but there's something about that. I don't know. But right now, the only thing that you can really do at this point is pray for him. You know, ask your angels to help him and ask his angels to help him and his spirit guide to help him. He's pretty stubborn and bullheaded. Does that make sense? I just feel like that he's just stuck in a rut right now. And the only thing that I can see here helping him at this point would be his spirit guide really trying to move him forward. And I feel like that there is a job that's opening up for him. Will he take it is the other question here. But I do feel like, you know, I feel like something is going to open up for him. You know, looks like early January here. But the question is will he take this job? Because I do feel like that he's had some job offers and he's not taking them.
But
I don't know exactly why he's doing that. You know, maybe they're, you know, not, you know, paying him what he thinks he's, you know, worth or something like that. But I do feel like that he's had some offers.
Right. Well, he's saying he hasn't gotten anything, nothing. And he's making him stir crazy. All right. Can I just ask you one question for me? Do you see my trip coming up? Is it going to be successful?
Oh, awesome. It's going to be beyond successful. It's going to be awesome. So, yeah. That was quick. I almost had the answer before you asked the question. But I definitely see it being awesome for you. And you need to focus on you and take care of you. I understand, you know, wanting, you know, the help where, you know, but you can't help everybody. You know, other people have to make their own decisions.
And they have to go through their own pains.
Yeah, and their own choices. You know, everybody has their own choices. I mean, I understand wanting to help family and stuff like that, but sometimes family is the hardest. I think family, helping family sometimes can be the hardest people to help.
I don't see them too often, and they live in another state far away from me. It's just that when I talk to him, I don't even want to talk to him because he gets too depressed for me. I am taking very good care of myself, and even my husband lives in another state, and I don't want to talk to him either because he's depressing too. So I'm just going where the love is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to go towards the good people, the people that aren't depressive and stuff like that. And that's good because you know, some people can be energy vampires and they can just drain us, and so you just got to continue moving forward. All right.
That's what I'm doing. Okay. Thank you
very much. I appreciate you calling in today. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to 240. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi. I just had a question. I'm staying with my aunt and my cousin. I'm in a transition period in my career, and actually I had a great interview with an employer, and I've been noticing that there's a lot of tension in the house. And I've actually decided to move out, but I was wondering if you could maybe give me like a general energy reading on what could be the issue that's going on in the household and how it pertains to me.
Okay, yeah, I do feel like that something has shifted in the house. Let me look at this really close here because I feel like that something has shifted, and. Let me look. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, because I'm going to run the energy. Are you in the house now?
No.
Okay, you're not there now? Okay. Okay, I'm going to try to run the energy, though. So let me see if I can look at that location.
Would it help if I gave names?
I probably don't need that. I think I got it. I don't feel like I feel like a lot of pressure. I don't know on the people there. And there's also an energy in the home that you might ask to leave. I feel like something has piggybacked there on somebody else. An earthbound spirit has like piggybacked into the house and into that environment, and you can just ask it to leave, and it's not that strong, so you just have to ask it to leave, and I think once you do that, you'll see a shift in energy. I really do feel like that moving out, though, is a good idea for you as well, and I feel like as you go forward, I really feel like that this job that you went on the interview, I really feel like that they do want you, and I feel like the job will come out of that for you as well. But as you go into 2014, I only see good going for you. So that's a good thing.
Okay. Is there a specific issue that they have with me? Because I just feel like I'm rarely there. So I'm not really sure why they have all these issues with me. But I haven't seen some of them for years. So I'm not really understanding.
Yeah, like I said, I think they're being influenced by this other energy. And so what you might do, you know, you don't even have to be there to do this. You know, just ask that energy to move, you know, move on towards the light and clear out of there. Because I don't even feel like that this is personal against you. I just feel like that they don't even know why they're acting this way. And I feel like that this energy that is in the home at the moment is influencing things here. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. I appreciate calling in.
All right. Bye.
All right. Let's talk to Francis, and you're on air. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
I was listening to your program, so I thought I'd call. I have a question about money. My sister wants me to go gambling with her in December to a slot tournament from the 13th 13th, 14th, or 15th, or 16th, and I'm wondering, I'm kind of tight on funds. Would it be to my advantage to go, or I was thinking about, you know, just maybe going to keep her company, or...
Yeah, I would watch the gambling. I the first thing that I picked up on this is I heard Spirit say, hold on to what you have.
So
I would be careful, you know, maybe, you know, just watch it, you know, maybe play a little bit, but don't go overboard, you know what I'm saying? And and just enjoy and see what happens. But I'm really hearing Spirit say over and over, ever since I've been talking to you, hold on to it. So you know, but I think going with her is a good idea. Cause I think it would help you get out of the house, give you something to do. And like I said, you know, spend a little bit, you know, but just, you know, not a whole bunch. You know,
you
when I go to casinos, I don't see you winning big. I do see maybe you winning a little bit. So that's why I'm saying play a little bit. When I go to casinos, I always allow like $20. I go, okay, this is all I can afford to lose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I win, that's great. You know, it's just a $20 bill, and so and so just pay attention to what you do, okay?
Okay, yeah, because I've been spending a lot of my money on helping other people, and I'm finding myself really in a bind. So,
yeah, so, you know, I think it's time for you to really focus on you and focus on your financial situation, because you are going to get in a bind if you keep giving out. And you know what I'm saying? You are going to get in that place, in that pinch.
I have people in my life that are in such binds, though, that, you know, and I'm overextending myself.
And it's nice to help. Yeah, and I really feel like that as you go in, it looks like about April of next year, it feels like you're going to get some of that money back. You know, you've been planting seeds and investing in other people's lives and helping them where you can. And anytime we do that, it's called karma. And we get back stuff. And so you've invested in other people's lives. And so I do see that as April comes of next year, I feel like that you are going to be in a better financial position. But, you know, right now, just watch your money, you know, hold on to what you can, and just really pay attention to that, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Could I ask one?
Yeah, you can ask one more question. Go ahead.
My son is kind of in jail, and is there any way I can help him? Him and my daughter seems to have some problems with drugs, and I don't know how I can help him. My two old sons, and I'm...
Well, I'm sorry that he's locked away at the moment, and the one thing that I would tell you, just pray for him, know. That he'll be okay. You know, a lot of times our choices, you know, we have to live with our choices. I mean, you know, we have, you know, there's consequences with choices. And right now, you know, I really feel like, even though that this might look a bad situation for him, I really feel like in a lot of ways it saved his life. And, and you know, he was headed down a very, very dark path. And so... you know, even though it's hard, you know, not being around him, stuff like that right now, he is in the best place he could be in right now to keep him alive. And so that's the one thing we have to,
Do you see anything for my daughter? She's also kind of
She's going down that same. I feel like that, you know, she needs some help, maybe some recovery stuff, things like that. But I really feel like that they both will come out of this spiral, you know, better people. And so that's a good thing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate so much your help.
No problem. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. You know, talking about prisons, you know, there's a lot of people that are locked up right now, and there are a lot of families that are affected by this kind of stuff. And I just want to take a minute right now and pray for those that are incarcerated. You know, the holidays, you know, can be hard for them as well. You know, they're away from their family. And, you know, again, you know, they made choices where they are, but it's hard. And so let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us. And I just realized that we didn't really open with prayer today. But, you know, the one thing that I want to do right now is just to pray for those that are incarcerated and their families. You know, a lot of people, maybe this is their first time away from their family, and it's hard. And I just ask that you would just comfort them and help them through this time and these trials that they go through. And Father, Mother God, right now, you know, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and there's a lot of homeless people on our planet. And I just ask that you would direct them to someplace safe and someplace warm and someplace where they can have a meal. You know, a lot of them are out there, and a lot of them are not out there by choice. A lot of them are just out there. And I just ask that you would comfort them today, and that even today that you would help them with a meal. And you know, the other day I was walking, and it was a little chilly. It was like in the 30s, and I cannot imagine being out on the street night after night and not having shelter. And my heart really goes out to those people tonight and today. And I just ask that you would just help them and be with them today and their families. You know, a lot of times, a lot of people don't even know where their loved ones are, and I just ask that you would just help them today. Father, Mother God, I thank you for this program. As I count my blessings, I thank you for this program, and I thank you for my listeners. And I ask that at this holiday time that you would comfort them. And a lot of us miss, you know, I said this earlier on the program, Father, Mother God, a lot of us miss, you know, physical forms of our loved ones. And, you know, for a lot of us, maybe this is our first holiday without our loved one. And it could be rough. I remember when my grandmother passed, that first Thanksgiving, it was awful. And without her, and I understand that grief, and I understand that sadness that goes along with that. But comfort them today and help them with that. And Father, Mother God, those that need jobs, I just pray that you would help them with jobs. And those that need, you know, a new place to live, that you would help them with a new place to live. And, you know, just comfort all of us. And we say namaste and we say amen. You know, today, counting my blessings again, you know, I woke up and the sun was shining. And, you know, for this time of the year, it's always nice to see the sun. You know, I always love to see the sun. Even though it's still cold outside, I love the sun. And because it lifts us up. Have you ever noticed how you can be down in the dumps a little bit, and then all of a sudden the sun just beams out from behind the clouds, and you automatically feel a little better? You might not feel totally perfect. You might not be 100% awesome. But you're beginning to feel a little better. And then as you just open the blinds and you start letting that sun come in a little more and a little more, you just get a little better and you get a little better and you get a little better. You know, just doing that. You're going, well, Michael just went quiet. You know, it's okay to go quiet every once in a while. I just want you to, can you do a favor for me? I don't really ask a lot, but can you just close your eyes for a minute for me, please? I don't know what Spirit wants to do in these last few minutes on the program, but I believe that Spirit wants to do something. Rose, phone lines are closed. So just close your eyes with me. And I just want you just to clear your mind of all the chitter-chatter, all of the negative stuff that our brains try to feed us on a regular basis. Just clear your mind. Just breathe in, breathe out, and just clear our minds. Breathe in through your nose. Breathe out through your mouth. Breathe in through your nose. Breathe out through your mouth. For a lot of people, the holiday can be really hard. There's a lot of people that get very lonely tonight, tomorrow, and through the holiday season. It's not always cheer and joy and ding-a-ling bells and all that stuff for a lot of people. It's hard sometimes. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but you're having a really rough time right now. In this now moment, you're having a rough time. And the one thing that I want you to know, hold on, I'm like tearing up. So it's okay, though. Because, you know, Spirit loves us so much. And I think that a lot of times when I tear up, I feel that divine love, and I just wish you could feel that as well as when I feel it. You know, I could focus on this Thanksgiving, you know, with my mom the first year, with her not being in the home. I could be down in the dumps if I chose to go down there. But I don't choose to go down there. Because I know that down there in the dumps, that's not where Spirit wants me. That's not where she wants me. So we have to focus on what are positives. You know, positives is with my mom being in a nursing facility right now, she's getting the care that she needs. And that's the most important thing. You know, she's getting that care. She's being taken care of. You know, I can still go and visit her. There's a lot of people listening to me right now. Your loved ones are on the other side. They're still with you, but they're not in that physical form. And one of my blessings this year is that my mom is still here on this plane. Because there was some times this year that looked a little shaky at times. So I count my blessing that she's still with us in physical form. You know, last night just like a lot of people, you know, for a minute there, I was like a little negative and stuff, and I heard my grandmother's voice from the other side, you know, saying, "What are you doing? What are you thinking?" You know, we got to watch our thought patterns. We got to focus on those little blessings of our lives. You know, I talked about the homeless people. There's a lot of people that don't have houses, don't have shelter. I'm thankful that I have a roof over my head, walls around me. I'm thankful that I have food to eat. I'm thankful that I have water to drink. People in the Philippines didn't have that for a while. I cannot imagine not being able to have drinking water. So we have blessings. Things might not totally be perfect in our lives. But let's count the things that are good with our lives and not to focus on the things that are wrong. For what we focus on, what happens? We draw to us. So on the night before Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for all the little things in my life. I'm thankful that I'm physically healthy at the moment. And I'm thankful for people out there that are trying to help my life get a little better. I'm thankful for my brother and my sister, and I'm thankful for what they mean to me and what they do for me. You know, sometimes I'm not even knowing what they're doing for me. You know, but I'm also, at this time of the year, I'm also thankful for you all. And I'm thankful for you making the program what it is. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to be able to connect you with your loved ones. And I'm so thankful for the gifts inside of me and learning to adapt to new energies and having that opportunity to help people and to teach people and to encourage people. And, I, you know, I'm thankful for that. It's funny, just now doing the show, I actually, that's why I paused for a minute, because I'm looking at the front door of my house where I'm doing the show at, and for a split second, I saw a shadow of a person standing on the front porch. Just saw the shadow. You know, a lot of times, you know, we don't understand shadows. We don't understand that those are our loved ones, and I was watching the front door, and there was a form that was right there, and I'm so thankful for that. You know, I'm thankful for the little things that Spirit does for me and for you on a second-to-second base in our lives. I'm really thankful for that. I'm thankful for Blog Talk Radio. I'm thankful for the opportunity that they give people like me to talk to people like you. You know, I'm thankful for that. You know, I woke up this morning and I heard that song that I've talked about today on the program, Count Your Many Blessings. I could hear my grandmother singing that. I remember when I was younger, I'd always go to church with my grandma. She was the biggest influence in my life, and she taught me many, many things. But I remember going to church with her and sitting beside her at the pew and you know, singing that song. And, you know, then we would talk about it on the way. We would walk to church, so on the way home we would talk about things. And, you know, and I remember one time she asked me, she goes, Michael, what are you thankful for? What is your blessing? And I turned and I looked at her and I said, you. So on the night before Thanksgiving, I want to turn and I want to count my many blessings. My many blessings is you. You know, I might never get the opportunity or the privilege to shake your hand or hug your neck or talk to you face to face. I might never have that opportunity. But it doesn't matter because I still love you and we're still connected. That's one thing I love about Spirit is we're all connected. We're all truly connected, you and I. We're all truly connected together. That's why sometimes when things go on in a different country, like in the Philippines, that affects us because we're all connected. That's like when disasters happen in other countries. That's why we hurt a little bit because we're connected. So I think I'm going to go ahead and go off air. I think that we did everything that we're supposed to do today. So I appreciate you listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Sorry for the interruptions with my dog, but that's called a live radio program for a reason. And so, but I do hope that you have a nice Thanksgiving tomorrow. And I do hope that you find time tomorrow on your busy schedule to come and spend some time with us. We will be on air tomorrow at 3:30 Central. And I do hope that you'll find some time, in, like I said, in your busy schedule to squeeze in Spiritual Talk Radio and come and spend Thanksgiving with me. All right? So we'll see you tomorrow. If you would like to make a donation to this program, you can do that by simply going to www.spiritualtalkradio.net, and you'll see a donation link at the top there. Click that page and then go over there and read a letter from me about what's going on with our program. And we do need your help. We definitely need your help. And I know that with the holidays, money's tight. I understand that. But I don't have the money to continue us forward. But I'm trusting Spirit to provide. All right? So do the best you can, and that would be appreciative. All right? Thank you in advance. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there, I promise. Let's go ahead and scroll all the way down my list here. And we're going to look for a song is what I'm looking for. Man, peace be with you until we meet tomorrow right here on Spiritual Talk Radio. Thank you for, if you're new to Spiritual Talk Radio and this is the first time you've listened to me, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you're an old time, I guess I shouldn't call you an old time listener. That's not nice, is it? Okay, sorry. I don't mean that. All right. If you are a regular listener, let's do it that way. if you're a regular listener, I appreciate you too. All right. Okay, before I dig myself into a bigger hole, how about we just go off air? So peace be with you, and we'll talk tomorrow at 3:30 Central. Bye-bye. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Peace be with you.